Welcome to Revive on this, I guess, April day. Very rainy day. Why don't we all stand up and greet those around you. Feel free to go across the aisle. Don't be afraid of anybody. Go say hello. Enjoy this time.
Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, we give you thanks for the gift of this new day, for the gift of life, for the gift of community, and for each opportunity we have as individuals and collectively to live generous and grateful lives. Amen. Our text this morning comes to us from the book of Acts, Chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and community life, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all people. And day by day, God added to their number those who were being saved.
I can't help but reflect on everybody's strong desire for May flowers, but our aversion for April showers today. Good morning on behalf of the entire advancement team. Thank you for this opportunity to speak today in chapel on this, what we're calling the fourth day of Philanthropy Week. For those of you who don't know fully what we do in the advancement office, we largely have responsibility for three principal areas of activity at the college. The active engagement of our alumni, parents, and friends in mission central work of the college, inviting philanthropic support both to the annual fund and as well as major gifts. And the most visible sign of this piece of our work is Campaign Gustavus, our $150 million campaign, and stewarding these great gifts, that is to say, how we say thank you in formal and informal ways to our donors for sharing their gifts with us. It's in the spirit of these three activities and areas of work that we celebrate Philanthropy Week this week on campus. Now, during a typical year, the Gustavus Advancement Team is largely working on activities that involve members of the Gustavus community that have, shall we say, left the hill, made their way in the world. We work with the 26,000 alumni, parents, and friends living in all 50 states and around the world. We invite them to help us identify and encourage new students, engage with the campus community to share their knowledge with our students in the classroom, mentor our students, and encourage their support of the college with their financial resources. This week, however, we are intentionally bringing this message of philanthropy, generosity, and a spirit of gratefulness to the campus community. This week is an opportunity for the campus to take stock of the legacy of philanthropy that has made this college what it is today. We more fully immerse ourselves in celebrating the role giving has impacted our daily lives and build on a wonderful history of thankfulness. In today's text, we see a glimpse of an early church and an image of what a fully invested community looks like. The text describes a gathering of supportive and generous individuals, unified in mission, who shared what they had to offer with those in need. And in living in this community of believers, they received what they needed and were filled with generous hearts. Their visible gratefulness and community drew more believers to them. Perhaps in some small way, our community on the hill, with this chapel anchored in the middle, celebrates this image and draws us closer to the mission of the institution. For 152 years, Gustavus has enjoyed the support of the communities that has hosted it and embraced its mission. In turn, this spirit of generosity has drawn new members into this community. Starting with the infamous $20 from the congregation in Red Wing to the building and land in East Union and here to the hill in St. Peter, we have stood on the shoulders of the congregations, the synods, and private individuals who embrace the mission of our work and have shared generously with grateful hearts. For a significant portion of our history, the church itself provided a majority of the external funding to the college. As a matter of fact, there were times when the church as a whole provided nearly 50% of the operating budget of the college, a historic expression of the second chapter of Acts. Early in the 1900s, an independent organization, the Greater Gustavus Fund, served as a fundraising arm of the college. It added additional resources to the college's operating budget. Then in 1954, we established our own annual fund, and the college itself started working on securing outside philanthropic support to enhance the college's resources. Through the years, there have been many changes. Changes at the college, and certainly changes in the financial resources from the corporate church. And yet, thousands upon thousands of individuals choose to make this college a priority for their philanthropy. Today, externally generated funding provides nearly $9 million a year to the annual budget of the college. That's $9 million that our tuition, room, and meal plans don't provide. And this is just the operating budget. It doesn't include support given for the beautiful buildings we have and the wonderful grounds we walk every day. This, too, bears witness to a modern, second-day chapter of Acts. I've argued that it is only through philanthropy, this wonderful idea of giving for the sake of humanity, that this college was ever established, nurtured through the years, and is what it is today. It is a wonderful partnership between our students, their families, donors, and the college. A remarkable win-win-win. Students are supported in securing a world-class education. Donors are able to make real something they can't do without the college accepting their generosity. To tweak a phrase that I didn't invent, donors don't give to Gustavus, they give through Gustavus. They give because they understand that their investment prepares our students to be the kind of leaders they need and want in their communities. A remarkable transformation. The college transforms financial generosity into the gift of education and ethical leadership. This week especially, I invite you to think about how each of you in your role as student, employee, and community member can celebrate the generosity of those who choose to give to Gustavus. My hope for this community of learners is that we all take an active role celebrating the generosity of the communities who have brought us this far. It will change the way we look at this place and our relationship to it. It will be in weaving these wonderful stories of generosity into the fabric of the lives of our students while they are here that they may more fully know the community in which they live and study. It will be in the celebration of the philanthropic history that those of us who work on the Hill will understand the gift we are given each and every day by those who entrust to us their resources to transform the lives of our students. Visitors who come to campus and experience this spirit of what I like to call ferocious gratitude will know that they are part of a campus transformed and witnesses to a modern day second chapter of Acts. Amen.
Let's rise for our closing song.
Oh, to live grateful and generous lives in this place and for the sake of the mission of this college. Go in peace to love and to serve.